Financial literacy is no longer a required part of high school economics, according to a Florida law signed earlier this year. But as WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, many area high schools are continuing to teach the basics of budgeting because students don't often learn those skills at home.
In the gym at Bayshore High School in Bradenton, 16-year-old Yasmin Ramirez is handed a sheet of paper describing her life's work and her bank balance at the end of the month.
I'm a maid slash housekeeper. My yearly income is $19,510. I'm a dropout. I'm single. I have no children. And my balance right now is $1,202.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Sad. This is depressing, but we'll see what I can do with it.
This is an exercise called Big Bank Theory, sponsored by the Manatee County Chamber of Commerce. Dozens of stations, staffed by local business volunteers, are set up around the gym.
Definitely, you need to start with your housing and a vehicle or transportation, because you're going to run short on money real quick.
Okay.
Yasmin signs up for a two-bedroom apartment, even gets a roommate, but suddenly her situation is dire.
It was bad. I'm at $688 right now. And I still have to get a car and pay my utility bills and groceries.
These kinds of real-life lessons aim to teach students how to budget their money and keep up with their bills. Daniel Green watches from the bleachers as his students go from station to station. He says most come from low-income families and they need to learn about money.
Because they don't get it growing up and you don't want to get out into the real world. Like me, when I graduated from high school, wasn't exposed to any of this. I joined the Air Force. And I struggled financially for 3-4 years before I figured it out. And I want these kids to figure it out before they hit the streets.
That was the same sentiment behind a several-year-long effort to improve financial literacy training in Florida schools. At the end of the 2019 legislative session, a bill was finally signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. But rather than make financial literacy mandatory, as advocates hoped, it did the opposite. It removed the requirement that it be taught as part of economics and called for a more in-depth course worth half a credit. The catch? It's only an elective.
I know that there have been conversations that it will eventually be removed from economics.
That's Suzanne Costanza, executive director of the Florida Council on Economic Education. The result wasn't what she wanted, but she says it was hard to reach agreement on adding a mandatory course to students' already heavy workload. As a teacher, Green says removing financial literacy from economics makes little sense.
Yeah, they got to have it. I don't understand a lot of things that are decided in Tallahassee.
He plans to keep teaching it, and he's not alone. Costanza says statewide, most schools are resisting the change for now.
So far, we haven't found any districts that actually decided to remove it. And in fact, some have said that they will keep it in addition to offering the elective course as well.
I need a bus pass.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Back in the gym at Bayshore High, Yasmin realizes she can't make ends meet. She signs up for a second job delivering pizza.
Oh my God, they gave me everything I don't want in life.
Manatee County Chamber of Commerce President Jackie Dzelski says the exercise helps students understand the dollar value of their choices in education.
Because the thought is we want them to understand and compare so that they say, well, gosh, if I go on and make a decision to pursue something post-secondary, it affects my bottom line.
The Big Bank Theory is now in its 10th year, and there are two new stations to prepare students for adult life. At one, they can register to vote. At another, they learn how to get free money for college through the free application for federal student aid. Business leaders say the FAFSA is now part of the program because being smart about money includes knowing how not to spend it if you don't have to. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.